NCS baseball tournaments are baseball competitions for professional baseball players. Fans of baseball gather in a stadium to watch their favorite players play and try to win. Baseball is a sport that is as popular as cricket. It began as a simple ball and bat game from Britain in the past. British migrants that moved to Northern America introduced the game to North Americans. Gradually, the game began to evolve and became more popular over time. It became a professional sport 100 years after the game first came into existence in the US. The sport spread to other continents like South American and Asian continents. Therefore, it's not surprising to find that many countries in these continents play this game as a national sport. They have a professional team of players, coaches, training grounds, and equipment. They also train youths who are interested in baseball and train those who wish to be professional players. Like other sports, baseball has tournaments or matches, and there are baseball associations that make this happen. In addition, various sports media channels showcase baseball tournaments to viewers at home. There are also websites like our website that are dedicated to writing sports articles. So if you have baseball articles that you want to share with the public, forward them to us. We accept guest writers on our website. What are NCS baseball tournaments? NCS baseball tournaments are organized by NCS for baseball players. NCS is an association that conducts sports matches for youths in various sports. NCS baseball tournaments organize sports competitions for youths all over the United States. The put out, P.O., position put out position in an NCS baseball tournament, there is something called a P.O., put out. What does P.O. mean in baseball? Well, a fielder is left in a put out, P.O., position when he completes an out. However, he has to be the one to record this. He may complete an out when he performs actions that count as putouts. Another way is when the person who is officially recognized as the scorer acknowledges that the fielder is near the runner. Then the scorer will shout out the interference word. Some catchers and basemen also perform putout actions. The catcher puts out when he catches the pitched ball and ends up with a strikeout. Basemen are put out when the catcher puts the ball in the place meant for putouts. This type of putout has more points than other forms of putouts. Fielders that get ground balls from other players can get unassisted putouts. How? This happens when the fielders put their feet on bases meant for force outs. It may also happen if the fielders tag some runners. Unfortunately, fielders who put out this way get putouts without credits for the assistance. This is the reason why some fielders fail to get enough credits in NCS baseball tournaments. But fielders who get ground balls and pass them to their fellow players for putouts have 2 credits. They get credit for putting out and get credit for their assistance. Baseball statistics. Baseball statistics are vital in every sporting event. It keeps the players grounded and lets them adhere to the rules of the game. Baseball has its statistics that every player and the official must stick to. These statistics are also a form of a record-keeping method during NCS baseball tournaments. Additionally, statistics make it easier to track the player's performance on the field. They are general statistics. This has to do with all players on the baseball field and their general playing method. Fielding statistics. It involves the fielders and other actions performed on the field that relates to fielding. Base running statistics. Deals with base running activities that take place on the baseball field. Pitching statistics. Involves the pitchers and other pitching related activities. Batting statistics. This has to do with batting actions that take place when the ball is pitched. WHO 1 National Championship Baseball, 2021 Mississippi State Bulldogs baseball team champion team Mississippi State Bulldogs have won the NCAA championship. It was a 9-0 victory over Vanderbilt in the College World Series championship game that sealed their victory and their place in college sports history. This is MSU's first NCAA national championship in any sport. Mound visit remaining, MVR, in basketball. What does MVR mean in baseball? Mound visit remaining, MVR, is the number of mound visits that are left in a baseball match. Players try to look for a way to improve their speed and performance while playing the game. MVR allows the players to set limits to the number of stops in NCS baseball tournaments.